Welcome to this new book podcast. We are going to read from the greatest books, our favorite books on this podcast, and we're going to start off with a long-term favorite. It took almost 16 years to read the whole 12 volumes or 7 volumes, depending on the edition, from a French writer, Marcel Proust, and his In Search of Lost Time or Remembrance of Things Past. So we're going to read passages, and then we're going to have some thoughts and comments on it as well. So it starts with the first book called Swan's Way. For a long time, I used to go to bed early. Sometimes, when I had put out my candle, my eyes would close so quickly that I had not even time to say, I'm going to sleep. Just a couple of comments here. So the first sentence has become this iconic expression of just the mood that he's about to go to bed. And it sets the tone for the 4,000 pages in some sense, because he's an adult man going to bed, getting half into sleep. And then this mood that you're going to gradually get details and the unfolding of the whole of his life. And then his eyes are closing quickly to say, I'm going to sleep. So it's this more of the same, like feeling out more of the atmosphere of the mood of the starting point. And half an hour later, the thought that it was time to go to sleep would awaken me. I would try to put away the book, which I imagined was still in my hands, and to blow out the light. I had been thinking all the time, while I was asleep, of what I had just been reading, but my thoughts had run into a channel of their own, until I myself seemed actually to have become the subject of my book. A church, a quartet, the rivalry between François I and Charles V. This impression would persist for many moments after I was awake. It did not disturb my mind, but it lay like scales upon my eyes and prevented them from registering the fact that the candle was no longer burning. Then it would begin to seem unintelligible, as the thoughts of a former existence must be to a reincarnate spirit. The subject of my book would separate itself from me, leaving me free to choose whether I would form part of it or no. And at the same time, my sight would return, and I would be astonished to find myself in a state of darkness, pleasant and restful enough for the eyes, and even more, perhaps, for my mind, to which it appeared incomprehensible, without a cause, a matter dark indeed. So, this is the opening paragraph. And the more you read of Proust, the more you will recognize just the feeling. The way you experience your thinking. So this is, he's playing from the beginning here with kind of he's about to fall asleep. He's reading a book. He wakes up with some thoughts that he think he's reading, and it's all opening this vast, beautiful, enormous landscape of thought and into your mind. And also some reflections, the kind of meta levels as well. So we're going to stop it here for this first one as the opening of the book podcast. And we're going to do lots more of this. So hope you enjoy some of it and hope you're having a great day. And thanks for listening.